السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibn Ata' al-Sakandari rahmatullahi alayh, one of the early major imam in the ummah, he said, you have to know the state of your soul and yourself is according to whom you spend some time with. And you have to know, if you sit with somebody content, thanking Allah, you will be content and thanking Allah. If you sit with somebody miserable, complaining, he will make you miserable and complaining. And if you sit with somebody, remember Allah, he make you remember Allah. For this, check your condition and see how you feel, who you spend some time with, and who is your companion. And you have to know, if Allah give you tawfiq and you find a good companion, thank Allah, it is a great gift and a great ni'mah from Allah. Thank Allah for it and try to guard it and save it, because it doesn't come easy. And my dear brother and sister in Islam, and if you have a good feeling for each other, for sabilillah, and love each other, thank Allah, it is a great ni'mah again. The great ni'mah, the unity for sabilillah, the ni'mah, the major ni'mah, the highest ni'mah, the highest elevation in this earth, to be united for Allah, to love each other for Allah, to work for Allah, to remember Allah, remember the bounty. The bounty is high, and may Allah save us, because some people, after Allah give them bounty, they cannot appreciate it. They cannot appreciate it, they cannot thank Allah for it. And instead of thanking Allah and value this relationship, they start bickering, complaining, blaming, and astaghfirullah al-azim is almost like they do not like the companion anymore. They do not like the value of the person anymore. It's a musibah in the ummah. This is why one of the early imam, he said, to find a companion, a good companion in your life is rare. And if you find him, guard him. And the ultimate fool, the one he get a good companion and he lose him. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, I find out, we do not value a good companion. And when we have it, we do not guard it. We do not appreciate it. We do not thank Allah for it. We do not show gratitude for such companion. May Allah save us, because I saw it in my life many times. And once you start complaining about a companionship, very soon Allah will take it away from you. Because it's very simple. Allah promised, if you thank Allah for His bounty, He increase. And if you don't thank Him for it, He will take it away from you. And this is what's happening in the whole Ummah. The whole Ummah, the majority, is not thanking Allah, is not content with Allah. And this is why you find your condition miserable, dunya and akhirah, wal'ayzu billah. And the opposite, the more you value and you thank Allah for what He offer you, wallahi, is peace, tranquility, elevation, dunya and akhirah. And most of all, Allah will honor you with such a relationship. And if we do not value the relationship, very soon Allah will take it away from us. I saw it over and over again. My dear brother and sister in Islam, ask yourself, do you value a good relationship? Do you show gratitude for whom you have with them? Do you look for a good relationship? And what kind of relationship? The one make you close to Allah or make you close to dunya? Be careful, be careful, be careful. Time is very short, extremely short, and very soon we're going to leave. And like one person said, all the relationship with death will be finished, except the relationship with Allah. After death, start. May Allah make us among those, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.